I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, March 16. Coming up, government strengthens oversight of financial sector, manufacturing sector targeted for growth initiatives, and St. Catherine community gets police post. The news in detail after the break.
Boy, throughout the year, I move fast. I sue some again in a...
So what are you planning for the holiday?
Well, I don't want to stay in the house, so I'm going to look at some job.
Where are you going to find that?
No, no yet, but I want to check out the Hope Youth Summer Program.
Good idea. Might as well me try to do that too. Tell me when you are going to apply.
And now we're too long now. I'm going right now to apply.
The Hope Youth Summer Work Program, bringing work and career experience to Jamaica's youth 17 to 29 years old. Application period February 12 to April 13. Apply now at any Hartrust NTA or NYS office island-wide. For more information, call 754-98168.
Now the news. Oversight of Jamaica's financial sector by the Financial Regulatory Authority, FRC, will be further strengthened following the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding earlier this week. Finance and the Public Service Minister Audley Shaw has endorsed the MOU, signed by representatives of member agencies comprising the FRC.
I have examined the Memorandum of Understanding, and I am satisfied that the Financial Regulatory Committee will uphold existing policies and develop new procedures and strategies to facilitate the accomplishment of their individual and joint regulatory goals.
The signatories include BOJ Governor Brian Winter, who chairs the FRC, Divisional Director for the Ministry's Financial Regulations Division, Aisha Wright, and CEO of the Financial Services Commission, Everton McFarlane. The MOU's provisions include facilitating each member's effective performance of their statutory duties, minimizing opportunities for purchasing securities in one market and simultaneously selling them in another at higher prices, and adequate preparation for interventions and other regulatory actions. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is working to promote manufacturing as a critical sector to the growth agenda. He's assuring local manufacturers that the government is keen to resolve issues affecting productivity, such as crime and the high cost of energy.
We are reclaiming it with a better energy policy that makes manufacturing possible and more competitive. We are taking that ground with more strategic foreign policy and foreign trade policy, particularly within the region.
The Prime Minister was speaking at Jamaica Grain and Cereal Limited's official factory opening and the launch of its newest Gold Seal flour brand on Thursday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Holness is assuring local manufacturers that the government is taking a strategic approach with CARICOM and the Caribbean Single Market and Economy, CSME. He is also encouraging stakeholders to get a copy of the CARICOM review report tabled in Parliament and participate in the debate to ensure there's a unified Jamaican position in time for the heads of government meeting in July. Minister of National Security Robert Montague on Thursday opened a police post in Green Acres, St. Catherine. The police post is part of ongoing efforts by the ministry to improve the provision of security services for the area and other communities island-wide. The facility is located at the Green Acres Commercial Car Park. The National Security Minister says according to police data, criminal activity has escalated in the area over the last 2 years.
We had a situation here and we're moving to correct it with the police post. We were able to get one of the 340 cars that we purchased and we have made it available to this police post.
Minister Montague has promised that a permanent police station will be constructed in Green Acres. He says a design for the station has been sent to the Municipal Corporation for approval. And the Jamaica Productivity Center's in-school productivity campaign will be touring 4 primary schools during the week of March 19 ahead of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. Senior Communications Specialist with the JPC, Sachel Gooden, says the tour will involve the staging of GSAT preparation sessions for students, providing time management tips and exam strategies, among other activities.
So we have like a GSAT run, and we'll be going to 4 or 5 primary schools in different parishes where we're going to speak to how they apply the knowledge that they've learned in class to the exam, and that will help them to overcome exam jitters.
On Monday, the JPC team will visit Wilson's Run Primary, Warsop Primary and Infant, and Troy Primary in Trelawney. And on Tuesday, the team will be at Hillgrove High Achievers Preparatory in Brownstown, St. Anne. The tour is being done under the In-School Productivity Campaign, which aims to help students apply relevant productivity tools and concepts to their personal and academic goals. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.